Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode marks the 29th of July of the year 2020. On this day in 1279, five emissaries dispatched by Kublai Khan from the Mongol Yuan dynasty were beheaded by Japan, instigating the famous saying, "Don't behead the five messengers." Celebrations today include National Lipstick Day for when you want your lips to be a different colour. To celebrate today, meditate on the fact that your mouth and nose are all wet inside only because we used to be fish, so we have to maintain a constant face ocean. That's why we've got face moisture. Your guest today on the podcast is podcast favourite Alison Spittle, Flapjack Lumberjack. Welcome back to the show.
Alice, I'm reeling. It makes sense, that fact you said. It makes total sense, and now my mind is open. My gills are open. Everything is open.
Well, Alison Spittle, you'll be bringing us our top story today, which is Irish national heroes news. But first, some headlines of stories that we won't have time for. And in the news today, an organisation called Microbes Sans Frontières has come out against the coronavirus for hogging the limelight, with a number of deadly diseases demanding restructuring of the WHO and public attention. The bubonic plague, which has recently released a moderately successful single in China, was asked for comment and said, "I could have gone pandemic again too if I'd just got another break. Who's his agent?" Meanwhile, in Italy, the Wiggles government has suppressed a dissident faction led by the disaffected Berlusconi supporter group by deploying teenage girls, the traditional enemy of Berlusconi, to mock him and his pleathery face. Berlusconi has retreated in manly tears and his faction of paid militants has collapsed, pending him ceasing to cry or paying them more money. Are you a Berlusconi fan or a Dorothy the Dinosaur fan?
I was a Berlusconi fan, but then I went to a party with him and not good crack, I would tell you. He promises a lot more than he can deliver. So until I start partying with Dorothea. Is it Dorothy or Dorothea?
I think it's Dorothy. I mean, that's her stage name at least.
I know her as Dot. I mean, we're close personal friends, but I've never been on a at a party with her. She only comes to me with her secrets, which is the friendship that we have.
I mean, that is a beautiful friendship, and I'm sure the paparazzi will be after you because Dorothy is such a fabulously famous figure in Italy. Real fan base, despite the accidental election of the Wiggles government due to that glitch in January it was, where they allowed babies on iPads to vote. Initially, people thought the Wiggles government would not be very good at governing, but so far, 6 months in, seems pretty good to me.
Oh, yeah, they've really turned around the public transport situation there. They've been great. They've been great. Some practical solutions.
Yeah, the trains don't run on time, but they do run on happiness.
Yes, which is an environmentally friendly resource.
That's all the time we have for your stories that we don't have time for, because now it's time for your ads. Maybe you'll never be able to fly, but in one way you can be like a cloud. Be like a cloud, drink half a glass of water, the same thing that is in clouds.
Oh my gosh, this is never ending. I love it. Like, you think, oh, there's a glass of water surely should be empty at this point. But then it rains again and fills it halfway up. You know, it's beautiful.
And this episode of the podcast is brought to you by Political Comedy. Political Comedy, for when you want your opinions, but better. Make you feel real smug about yourself. Political Comedy. Try some today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And that's your ad section for today.
The Last Post.
Your top story today is Irish National Heroes news. Alison Spittle, you are an Irish. Tell me what's happening with your national heroes right now.
I'm also a national hero. Irish National Heroes, there was an election there just recently. And for the first time ever, we're having a rotating Irish National Hero. we're having a national hero for half the year. And then a different Irish national hero for the rest of the year. Just like cancel culture, we're going to milkshake duck our own national heroes. We'll love them for 6 months and then get sick of them. Like Jennifer Lawrence. Everybody loved her at one point and then got angry at her for peeing on a brick. And it wasn't because of cultural insensitivity. It was because she was in everything at the time and people were just mad at her. Well, at that too. In response to concerns about erasure of history from statue removal, Ireland has decided to bring back all of the destroyed and removed statues of Queen Elizabeth and Admiral Nelson. Now, they were taken down when Ireland became a republic, but we're bringing them back just so we remember the history. So Nelson was quite badly destroyed in a bombing, so they've just balanced all the chunks together and they're just teetering dangerously over a shopping centre in Ireland where history will rain down upon us. We've decided to go even further as well. They've placed a statue of Oliver Cromwell standing outside of everybody's front door in Ireland so they never forget what he did. Truly is a beautiful way of showing history there.
Well, at my old university college, it was rumoured that Oliver Cromwell's head was buried somewhere on the grounds, and I had an Irish flatmate who went and peed in literally every corner of the college just so that he could say he'd pissed on Oliver Cromwell's head.
Yes, and that's brilliant because your flatmate is actually our first Irish national hero. He's been elected. So Alice's flatmate, because of his deeds to Oliver Cromwell's head, has been elected our first national hero. And then it's going to be Bono for a little while. And because we love Bono. We love Bono. We love to hate Bono at the same time. Irish people are very strange. Like Bono comes out at Christmas and he sings a song for homeless people and we love him then, but the rest of the year we're quite ambivalent towards him. And I feel I've no negative feelings towards Bono, nor positive ones, but I feel that it's quite easy to dunk an old Bono.
Well, interestingly, apparently he wasn't submitted for the Irish National Heroes thing, but when they downloaded the Irish National Heroes app, he was just already on there. So
yes, and that's created quite a lot of animosity, so he couldn't be the first national hero. But your flatmate, Alice, has been elected. Bono will just have to wait his time. There was quite a big backlash. You'll just have to wait for the backlash to come back down. Maybe do a few bits of charity work, and he'll be back in as a national hero. So Bono will be the national hero for the last 6 months of this year. But until then, we're doing quite well with your flatmate. He's quite a nice man. He's peeing everywhere.
As an Irish person, what is the recipe for an Irish national hero? What are the pieces that constitute an Irish national hero?
Oh, I would say pride, bravery, and an alcohol problem that's enough to annoy their family, but not enough to get in the way of work. So that would be make a national, an Irish national hero. If they can still write a play, but be quite distant from their wife, we don't care. Their alcohol problem is perfectly fine.
Well, thank you so much. That's all the time we have for your top story today, because now it's time for your letters to the editor. Letters to the editor now. And remember, you can send a letter to the editor by writing to us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Hi, Alice and accomplice. That's you today, Alison.
I'm guilty as charged.
You've had the flamingo wrapped around the wind instrument as your logo for about 10 years, and it hasn't changed. Have you thought of rebranding and spicing things up a bit? Some regular motif from a Dancy Lagarde novel, maybe. Regards to you and your guest, and good luck to you, Christopher, Rob. That is an incredibly stupid email, Rob. Thank you for sending that letter, but it's real dumb. Why would we brand ourselves with Dancy Lagarde's branding? That's Dancy Lagarde's branding. We are The Last Post. We've spent 10 years establishing this very well-recognized, very well-respected brand. Why would we make all of our merch redundant, for example? Why would we... I mean, we're not going to get rid of our pet flamingo that we've sewn to a bugle. Look, the point is, that's a real dumb question. If you knew anything about branding or anything about podcasts or anything about flamingos, you wouldn't ask it. So thanks for writing in, but don't do it again.
I do have a quick question, though, involving the flamingo and the wind instrument. Is the flamingo sentient? I was always presuming that I was looking at the corpse of a flamingo. Maybe a flamingo had fallen from quite a large height onto a wind instrument. And you took a logo from that tragedy. But we are to say that flamingo is alive.
Yes, alive and in constant pain to represent the vicissitudes of the news cycle.
I think that's the most upsetting mascot I've ever seen in my life. And I know, like, Tony the Tiger is just, his new catchphrase is, "I'm in great pain." And, you know... Frosties, it's been quite hard, but I like these gritty new mascots. What can we change? Can we do like Snap, Crackle and Pop to a more darker way about, let's think of it now.
I mean, you don't need to change much. All that needs to do is that Snap, Crackle and Pop represent the sound their bones are making.
Incredible. That's what the flamingo hears all the time. And because it's attached to this large wind instrument, it's just amplified. So the flamingo can hear its bones crunching around while the instrument just plays that sound, you know, into the flamingo's ears and to the people around them. And yet nothing changes. It's quite quite the evil logo you have there, Alice.
Thank you.
I hope you're proud of yourself.
I am not. Thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. Your guest today on the podcast was the brilliant Alison Spittle. You can go back in time to episode 81 or episode 85 if you want to hear more of her flapjack lumberjack work. Alison, have you got anything to plug?
I'm going to plug my social media, Instagram at Alison Spittle, Twitter at Alison Spittle, Facebook, if you still use it, Alison Spittle Comedy. Also, I've got a coffee account and two podcasts, The Alison Spittle Show and The Wheel of Misfortune with Alison and Fern. Also, I host a film party weekly now. I used to do it every day for 100 days, and then I was like, I'll wait for the second wave to come and we'll make it daily again. So it's weekly at the moment, unless the news states otherwise, and you can find that on Twitter, hashtag CoVideoParty.
Brilliant. The Last Post is a Something Else Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at alliterative on Twitter and Instagram. That's A-L-I-T-E-R-A-T-I-V-E. Or commit to the full Alice Fraser experience by signing up on patreon.com/AliceFraser for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. You can also send me messages there or say hello. My special Savage is available on Amazon Prime. Thank you for listening today. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His adoring and bedazzled subordinate producers are Harriet Wells and Ped Hunter. As they and we always say, good luck to you, Christopher, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.